MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump plans to meet today with the leaders of the House and Senate as Republicans now have full control of two branches of government. But the president spent his inauguration day flexing the full power of the executive branch, as ABC's Mary Bruce explains.
Granting a blanket pardon to virtually everyone charged or convicted for the January 6th attack and moving quickly to undo the agenda of his predecessor as Trump promises to usher in a golden age for the country.
He signed executive orders that declare an emergency at the southern border, that end birthright citizenship, and also pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Winter weather and extreme cold affecting tens of millions. There's also a blizzard warning in effect for parts of the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coasts. Meanwhile, dangerous conditions return to California as high winds resume. This is ABC News. In the last few hours of his time in the White House, now former President Joe Biden issued several pardons, among them to Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of the January 6th committee, amid fears they could be targets of Trump administration prosecutors. ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce said there were also some last-minute pardons.
Biden also issuing preemptive pardons to five members of his own family, including his brother and sister, saying, "My family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats, motivated solely by a desire to hurt me. I have no reason to believe these attacks will end."
This morning's trial in London in a lawsuit brought against British tabloids by Prince Harry stopped almost as soon as it began. He's accusing the tabloids of illegally spying on him. There's speculation that Harry may be considering a last-minute settlement offer. And new research suggests weight loss drugs like Ozempic could be useful in cutting the risk for other conditions like dementia. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcasts. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
It's fun having a super genius listening to our program.
It's a cold morning is what it is. It's 11 degrees below zero. The high today, just zero. It feels like 23 below. There's an extreme cold warning for the state.
Yeah.
Maybe some snow on the way, a little bit of snow tonight and into tomorrow. But, yeah, just stay nice and warm. Stay bundled up. Okay?
Well, you sound really comfortable.
I do.
Are you more relaxed than ever before?
What do you say?
You're sounding a little sedate.
You know, I think since I got off caffeine, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't drink nothing but decaf. But, okay. Yeah, I'm a little calmer. Maybe sleepy, too.
Yeah. Not good.
Well, you know, when the doctors tell you to get rid of the caffeine, you get rid of the caffeine.
You really have to, yeah.
Yep. By the way, it's time to give away a couple of tickets here.
Can you what? Maybe get a sugar rush? With Could we work that angle?
Do I really sound that sleepy?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You sound relaxed, not sleepy.
Well, I am relaxed. What's wrong with that? You're a little too hyper. You're a little too energized.
I think you're right about that, too. So, all right, let's get to do we have
some Boys to Men music?
Yes.
Come on.
I was just about to ask, could we have some Boys to Men music?
We've got a couple of tickets to give away. We're giving away tickets all this week.
Yes.
To Boys to Men. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August, but we've got the tickets now. You can also get tickets at wisconsinstatefair.com. But if you want to win them this morning, you can text us. Just get on the Civic Media app. It's free. You can download it right away and text in the word men. Men would be the word to text in to us. And if we select your name, we will send you the digital tickets here in a couple of weeks. Okay?
All right.
Boys to Men. Send that word men. And if you don't have the Civic Media app, you can text us at 608-879-8255.
And use that app also to text us and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Just to pass this along once again, Catherine is reminding us constantly here, and I'm going to say it again because I want her to stop texting us. Schools are closed!
Yes,
okay, there we go.
Yeah, right? We got the
is
word
that good
out.
Good enough? Can we just...
You know, I think a lot of the schools just send out a message on, you know, on their apps and on their phones. And,
yeah.
But yes, the schools are basically all closed for today.
What are we doing here then? Why did we all have to come into work?
Well, yesterday was a holiday. We didn't have to work then, but we came in just because, you know, that's what we do.
That's right.
Somebody's got to hold the hand
what
of Southern Wisconsin.
What happens if a pipe bursts when we're on the air, right?
Well,
now?
What, in the bathroom?
It's going to be mass chaos. Well,
mass chaos.
Like 10 feet away from me, there's a pipe running through the wall that takes all of like the storm water off of the roof.
Are you scared?
What if it just explodes next to me and starts spewing frozen water everywhere?
Okay. Really? What do you think the chances are that that's going to happen? Are you really that?
See, I just want a day off, Gordy. I just want to be gone out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
You got 1 foot out the door already. What are you talking about?
He can't wait to leave. He keeps riding his bike here.
You know? It's too cold for a bicycle.
Yeah. Are you riding your bike, really? I thought you were just walking.
I usually walk here. I live a couple blocks away.
He took my parking space. So he brought his car. Thanks a lot, Sam.
You know, there's a car out there that's been parked there for a couple of days with Illinois plates.
Oh.
And the dome light is on.
Oh, no.
The dome light was on yesterday. Oh. It's still on today. I'm thinking, how is that possible? You think the battery would run down by now, right?
Yeah.
But it's just parked there.
It's weird. Okay. Yeah. Are you parked? Yeah.
I'm parked right next to him.
All right. Well, let's get to
it. I tried to open the door just as a good citizen. I thought.
The alarms went off. And
no. The doors were locked. I'm like, well, I did my part. What am I supposed to do? Poor person's going to come back. Their battery's going to be run down and they're going to be out of luck.
You know, you should just left your card on the window to say that you tried your civic best to help out.
Well, I work at Civic Media.
There you go.
You know, Doug just Civic sent in City. A text summarizing, I think this show as a whole very well. What a surreal mix, covering the end of the rule of law, covering the richest man in the world, giving a Sieg Heil salute at Trump's inauguration, too. And now we're giving away some Boys to Men tickets.
We got it all for you.
We do.
You don't need to go anywhere else.
We have no particular format in mind. All right, the big story is, it's not a surprise. We warned everybody about this. Steve Rattner, who's on Morning Joe, has warned everybody about this. We played clips from that particular show. So, you know, it's not going to be a surprise, but maybe it will be a surprise to a few. Listen up. Speaker Mike Johnson and House Magus have released the proposed Trump tax cuts, which include a tax increase on single parents, Catherine, taxing college scholarships for students, and raising taxes for homeowners. My, this is wonderful, huh?
Wonderful news.
And this is, by the way, all of this is to find money to pay for the corporate and billionaire tax cuts. I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. I'm not trying to blow this out of proportion. This truly is their reason for doing this. They've come right out and said it. The head of household status was designed to benefit single parents who take on the primary responsibility of caring for a dependent, allowing them to be charged lower rates on more income. For example, in 2025, the 12% tax bracket begins at $11,900 for single filers. But for head of household, it's $17,000.
Hmm.
So that's quite the gap there, you know, $5,000.
Right.
So, yeah. Now, this is going to be an extra tax on single family head of households.
Single parent.
Single parent households.
Right.
Yeah. So this is crazy, right? And, you know, it's not just one kid, but you might have two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to cost the head of household a lot more money.
Yeah. And the billionaires are just, you know, what?
This is to help the billionaires. Yeah. We're trying to find money to give them for tax cuts. Now, how about this one? Students already struggling to pay tuition? Well, dig deep in that pocket there. Qualified scholarships and fellowships are generally excluded from taxable income if used for tuition and related expenses.
Okay.
This option would make all scholarships and fellowships taxable, increasing the revenue by $54 billion over 10 years to pay for those tax cuts for corporations and billionaires. And then, of course, Trump and Republicans are aiming to kill the tax deduction for mortgages, screwing 86 million American homeowners out of their money. The GOP is going to slaughter the middle class, essentially. And what that means, this deduction for mortgages, it really targets those people who just buy homes. They're first-time home buyers or people who have just purchased a home because the interest is so extreme, you want to write all that stuff off.
Yeah.
Normally, if you have a home that's well invested, you've paid your mortgage for many, many years, you don't have the interest rate, so you take the standard deduction. But in this case, most people would, you know, want to deduct all that interest that they're paying in for the first, you know, 5 or 6 years. But they're going to take that away. Deduction for mortgages gone to pay for billionaires' tax cuts. This is just.
Does this have to go through Congress? Does this have to get signed off by the
House? This is the House's idea so far.
Right. Okay.
Here are a few responses. that sounds like the stupidest, most unproductive, useless stuff ever. Vivek and Elon just told Americans they needed H-1B visas because not enough Americans are educated. And you want to force the smartest college students to get a full-time job to pay taxes on their scholarships. All right. Sounds good. Well, how about this? You know, there's all these skeptics. And when you read this kind of stuff, they're saying, well, I don't know. It says here, where's the proposed tax code in which you speak? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Mm. Are you just a propagandist trying to rabble-rouse the last few holdouts of your liberal madness? Well, actually, they have screen captures in the story.
Really?
So, yeah, of the bill. So, okay. I mean, if this person did look at the story and the posting on X, they would have seen, you know, screen captures of the actual writing in the bill. So it's out there. It's going to happen.
I thought this was going to be the administration of common sense. Didn't they say that? Coming in a couple of days ago? No?
And I looked at what the tax code is going to look like, their proposed tax code, and that means that Americans making under $157,000 will be paying between $1,200 and $1,400 more in taxes if the Trump tax cuts, the new ones, go into effect. So that is the big story today.
All right.
It's not good.
It's not
good news for anybody looking for a break. And, you know, my brothers, of course, you know, they say wait and see what happens. You know, you never know. You know, this House bill may not make it to the Senate.
Are they going to have the first cabinet meeting with all the billionaires getting together, high-fiving each other as they walk in the door?
Well, they're all part of the administration now. So it won't be hard to get them all together to plan in that dark room.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know, the inaugural picture of Trump, right? I mean, it's what kids do. They hold a flashlight under their face in a dark room.
That's the look he was going for.
The face he was given in his mugshot,
It was the exact same thing, although he shined a light from underneath, and it looks scary.
It is scary. That's going to be hanging up in every post office and federal building all across America, that picture. Okay, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check out their east side location or on the west side, or you can go to their website, verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee, and they got a lot of accessories there to make your sleeping better.
That's right.
Okay,
we'll get to the Elon Zig Heil. Mm-hmm. Also, Well, you know, what the plans for Gaza.
Ah, yes. Going to make it into a resort area, right?
Yes.
And still can win Boys to Men tickets. Just text us the word MEN to the Civic Media app. You could be a winner.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eye Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye Survey.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Got a lot of paperwork to take care of over here.
92.7 WMDX. We used to use the paper rattle. Cover up mistakes that we've made.
Right.
All right.
We still do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Golden age, golden rule. Those who have the gold make the rules. Thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Time for Brittany Merlot to join us. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Are you freezing?
We are freezing.
We're below freezing.
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah.
What?
I am carrying the space heater with me everywhere I go. That's how cold it is.
Huh? No kidding.
Yeah. Well, I've got a tip for everybody. If you want a long sleeve T-shirt, which I recommend in winter, especially in weather like this, $9.99 at Michaels.
Michaels?
Yeah. Michaels has T-shirts where you can put emblems on it. That's what they're selling them for, you know, for macrame. I don't know, you know, throwing stuff on these T-shirts.
I don't think you put macrame on a T-shirt.
I know. You know, some kind of art. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, you know, if you want a cheap T-shirts, that's where they have them.
Okay. So
you got me thinking. We should make "We Survived This Arctic Blast" T-shirts or something like that. 2025 edition.
I like it.
That's right.
So how cold is it in Wausau this morning?
We were at 22 below right now. Jeez. Actual temperatures with a wind chill of about 40 below at the moment.
Lord.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yes, yes.
It's 11 below here or thereabouts.
Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You know, I looked back at temperatures. I'm like, are we setting records? Are we anywhere near them? No, we're nowhere near them.
Oh,
so we've been worse on this day before, so we can do this.
Okay.
Maybe.
We're fine. We're getting warmer from here on out. There's good news. I mean, our temperatures are rising all day today, even through the overnight and into tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be above zero around midnight tonight, finally, and then continuing up from there.
All right.
Any chances for snow?
We are looking at snow chances. So sunny today, clouds move in by this evening, snow pushes in by early tomorrow morning, some light chances in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. We're not looking at much, a trace to about a half an inch.
Okay.
But finally warm enough for it to snow, which is good.
Excellent. Now, I understand in a couple of days you're going to go, you're getting out of here for a little mini weekend vacation. Thing.
Yes, I need to do some research on the sunshine and thaw.
So you're headed south?
I am, like a bird going to Florida. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like a thing to do. If you can do it. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Brittany, for all of this bad, very cold weather. I blame you. We always blame the weather person anyway.
That's right.
And I'm carrying on that tradition.
You know, it's great for all those ice fishermen out there, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety on ice.
Yeah. Be careful out there. All right, Brittany, thank you so much.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Guys, have a good day.
Yep.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Okay. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking to Pat McBride. He's a Wisconsin sports fan, and when he was a younger man, he worked for the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers all at the same time. I want to figure out how that's even possible.
Yeah. Well, he has a book, right?
I believe so. Right?
I don't know if he's actually written a book. We'll have to ask him. He works at the UW now. He's like a... Well, he knows a lot of stuff. He's like a cardiologist researcher. He's a professor. He's a smart guy.
Okay.
We'll talk to him just after the break at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Let's take a look at the Sieg Heil that everybody's talking about. Elon, of course, very excited, very exuberant. Couldn't contain himself at the inauguration and after the swearing in, and it was kind of silly and ridiculous, and it's kind of something that he was. I guess his influence from his grandparents kind of bled over. His grandparents were very big fans of Nazi Germany and apartheid and all that kind of stuff. So there is a history here. Now, I'm going to play a cut here. This is a fellow by the name of Hassan Piker. He's a political live streamer. My sons watch every once in a while. And he tuned over, take a look at what's going on yesterday at the White House. And he, surprised look was just fascinating. But he also said something here. And I want to play cut 104 for you. Here, listen to this here.
And I just want to say thank you. Anyway, let's look at one of these tech billionaire oligarchs speaking at the inauguration.
The Sieg Heil.
My heart goes out to you.
Did he just Sieg Heil?
It is thanks to you that the future civilization.
A little bit of a shock. And that was reposted by Jerry Rig Everything. Now, if you don't know about Jerry Rig Everything, this guy used to test out phones. I don't know if he still does that or not. He used to drop them, see if they broke, scratch the screen, what it took to scratch the screens on them. He even took them apart to show you what the battery looked like and how it was mounted in the phone. You know, he was a tech guy doing all that kind of stuff. And he wrote this. I currently own 4 different Tesla vehicles. By the end of 2025, I will own 0 Tesla vehicles.
Okay.
So, that's a good promise. The Elon video was followed by photos, by the way, of other politicians with their arms in the air, looking like, Sieg Heils, but not really. They're just photos, that stop a motion. And, it's just like somebody, waving their hand around.
Yeah, maybe they're just waving.
That's all they're doing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not Sieg Heils, but they try to make it seem like everybody else did it. Look, there's Hillary. There's Kamala. MAGA is mad about what was going on, all these accusations that Elon Musk gave a Nazi salute out there. And CNN had a hard time covering this thing. They
did they?
Well, they didn't want to come right out and say Sieg Heil, mention Germany, Nazis, whatever. They can't say anything about that because that's the media. That's where we got to this point. Cut 105. Let's listen to the reactions of the CNN hosts.
Okay. No time, I'm afraid, John.
We'll have to hold that one over, I think.
Yeah, right. A whole 38 seconds. All right, well, we'll just skip that one. But they had a hard time. I described it. They had a hard time mentioning it, and they didn't say anything.
All right. Well, coming up right around the corner, we'll talk to Pat McBride. He's in the studio here. He's a Wisconsin sports fan. And he'll tell us about his time working for the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers. It's all coming up next on John and Gordy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin farmers are working overtime with this weather, just trying to take care of their livestock. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a frigid Tuesday. Eric Rooker is watching. He's a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, working with dairy operations in East Central Wisconsin. He says with the temperatures that we're experiencing right now, farmers need to pay attention to those baby calves specifically.
The rule I have for my clients is if you can see the legs of your calf, you don't have them bedded deeply enough. Letting them sit there and nest down just like they would do out in a pasture in their natural setting before we kind of confine them is incredibly important. It saves so many calories. It lets them kind of use that bedding to insulate. And then going hand in hand with that, making sure that bedding is clean and dry is also critical. If we think about it, that calf, when it nests down, isn't keeping its head above that bedding. It is laying down into it. It is really tucking itself in to maintain and protect its inner core heat.
Eric Rooker, a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, he also said we need to pay attention to the temperature of the feed we're offering those calves. He said ideally feed temperatures are between 101 and 105 degrees, but in the winter that makes it very difficult. He said, remember, if you're offering cold buckets or cold bottles to that calf, it'll burn up an awful lot of energy just reheating that milk internally. You don't want that.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And congratulations to Eric and Lindsay Bannock from Helenville, selected as the 2025 Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmers over the weekend in Marshfield at the 71st annual event. The Bannocks own and operate their own 80 acres, and then Lindsay also is the manager of Jelly's Market, where they're working to plant and harvest 40 acres of fresh produce, hire and train employees, and supervise those seasonal workers. More details on the event at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Great place.
I think that's where Sam got the coffee maker that broke the other day.
They got free parking there, too.
Oh, well, I see.
It's 7:35. It's really cold out there this morning, 11 below zero. Bundle up. Want to send our congratulations out to Diane from Madison. She's going to go see Boys to Men. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow. Right now,
I thought she was asking us out. You know, I saw the text, men.
No, that was the text word, John. Had you been paying attention,
I never pay attention to the word.
Okay. All right. Time for us to welcome in our guest. Pat McBride is with us. He's an author. He wrote this book called The Luckiest Boy in the World. Pat, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to have you with us. Now, understand, you know, we introduced you as being someone who, as a young man, you worked for the Brewers, the Bucks, and the Packers.
That's correct.
All around the same time, right?
Yeah, at age 15.
Wow. Well, tell us, first of all, about your experience with the Brewers. How do you get a job with the Brewers as a young man? As a bat boy, right?
Yes. Well, actually, let me just say, you know, listening to your show on the way in, my mother was a political reporter and covered the White House. And so I first started, I met three different presidents on my way in.
No kidding. This
is an interesting time. Yeah. JFK, she worked on JFK's campaign. So I met him several times. And then I met LBJ at the White House. She took us to the White House. And then I met Tricky Dick. And so we've been here before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I was there when he did the famous, you know, sign.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm not a crook.
Yeah, I am not a crook. We snuck in, my twin brother and I wrote this book, and we snuck in and saw him do that. And just then somebody came up and tapped us on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you kids aren't supposed to be here." So then I decided I didn't have a career in politics. My twin brother is the mayor of Wauwatosa, and he and I decided it's time to write this book. So I got a job with the Brewers when Bud Selig said, you know, we need Major League Baseball back in Milwaukee. We used to run around the stadium when the Braves were there. Mm-hmm. And Bud Selig, I opened the paper up one morning, the Milwaukee Sentinel, and there was an essay contest to work for the Brewers that he was bringing back to Milwaukee.
What year was this?
That actually was 1969. He had 11 games with the White Sox. Okay. He was trying to buy the White Sox. And there was an essay that said, you know, I want to be a bat boy because. So I wrote, I want to be a bat boy because I would like to be doing a small part to bringing baseball back to Milwaukee. I would hope the spirit I would show would be contagious. 25 words.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 15. And the judge of the contest was Eddie Matthews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he picked my essay.
No.
Out of 1,000 kids.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who's third baseman?
Third baseman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, with the passing of Bob Uecker just a few days ago, I got to ask about that. Did you get to know him pretty well?
Got to know him real well, yeah.
And you do a terrific Uecker imitate. Let's hear your Uecker, okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just a little bit high and get up. Get out of here for Robin. Hey, how about that? Another home run for Robin. Two in this game.
Yes. Wow, that's spot on.
Yeah.
So give us a Uecker story or two.
Yeah. So what you heard on the radio and what you saw on the TV was Bob Uecker 100% of the time. So we had this dining room that all the employees, when they had a break, we'd go up there and eat. And there was the cook up there was named Miami Tucker, which is sweetest lady. Mm. And she would cook this food, and she loved Bob. She called him Bobby. And he would come up, and it was like, as soon as he came up there, you just put down your utensils because you weren't going to eat. And he would just put on a comedy routine. And she would come, and he'd go, Miami! And then she'd go, Bobby! And he'd go, oh, my God, what do you got today, Miami? And roast beef, Bobby, I cooked it special for you. And he goes, oh, my God, I wondered where my catcher's mitt went. And this is why, you know, it's tougher than my catcher's mitt. You know, Bobby, come on, you know. And then we were on the road one time. We'd get one road trip a year as a kid working in the clubhouse. That was our – we got paid $5 a game the first year. We'd work 12 hours. Got there at 2.
What left. A deal.
Yeah, hey. And, you know, we'd clean the whole clubhouse. We'd cook food. We'd do the laundry. We'd do all this stuff. So we're on this road trip, and we're in California, and I was out at this bar with the players. This is when I was a little older. I think I was 20 at that time. I worked there 7 years, and I was with Robin Yount and Molitor and Gantner and Charlie Moore. A few players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was old enough to drink then. And Euchre was there. And you saw him when he was 90 with Yelich and all those guys. Yeah, I mean, sure. Every year the players hung with him.
Yes.
Because he was the dude.
Mm-hmm.
So he was carrying on and doing stories. And then all of a sudden he acts like he's really offended by somebody. He's like, oh, that's it. I'm out of here. Nah, the hell with you guys. I'm out. So he just storms out of this bar, and they're all looking around. And you know, and these guys are like, what the happened? What would he do? You know, how do we piss off Bob, you know?
Yeah.
So they go, what? Somebody go get him, you know? So everybody heads to this front door, this big bar in California, in L.A. And we open the door, and there's no Euchre. He's gone, you know? And, like, they ask the door guy, have you seen – did some old guy with gray hair come out of here? No, we never saw him. And all of a sudden, this taxi cab just drifts away, and there's Euchre laying on the ground underneath the taxi cab. And he jumps up, and he goes, hey, I was just kidding you. Let's go get another beer.
Oh, my God.
And he had set up the whole thing way ahead of time.
Just
let's go, you know, and then he just, that's him.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Always doing something.
A real character. I interviewed in broadcast school, Merle Harmon, his partner at the time.
Sweetheart.
He was a very, very nice guy, and he really helped me out with the interview. I didn't know what to ask, you know, and I wasn't a sports guy either, but he was so accommodating. Just one of the nicest guys around. He had the Merle Harmon Sports Shop as well. I want to also bring up something else. You have forwards in here, one by Eddie Doucette.
Yeah. Terrific guy. I'm still in touch with him.
He was the Bucks announcer for many years, right?
He looks the same age as he did then.
Back then.
Yeah.
Now, I listened to him on the radio in WRIT. Yeah. He was the Duke of Dilemma.
Yeah.
Eddie Doucette, the Duke of Dilemma.
The toaster, you know, he came up with it.
Yeah.
The, you know, every nickname, you know.
He was one of the great announcers.
He was terrific. You know, the Bucks as a franchise wouldn't have really made it without Eddie Doucette in those first 2 years.
Yes.
He made them statewide. And then, you know, once Kareem came and everything, it took off. But Eddie Doucette, with the nicknames and the energy and everything, people loved him.
Yeah.
And they still talk about him all the time.
Yeah.
So when people saw that Eddie Doucette did that forward, this helped us book tremendously.
Absolutely.
Well, so you were a ball boy with the Bucks when Lou Alcindor / Kareem was there.
Yeah. I have a ring.
You got the ring, too.
I got the ring. Oh, because here's how it happened. So I called the Bucks when I had a transistor radio for my paper route. Every kid had a paper route.
Same here.
Yeah, you had a paper route.
Yep.
So, you know, if you've got enough subscriptions, you get a transistor radio, right?
Right.
So when I heard they were going to do the coin flip, you know, the Bucks finished last the first year, and I heard they were going to do the coin flip. This is 69. What a year, right? Woodstock.
Yeah.
And that, blah, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to this little transistor radio to see what's going to happen with the coin flip, and the Phoenix Suns lose, and the Bucks win the coin flip, and I know they're going to get Lou Alcindor. So I run to the rotary phone, pull out the yellow pages, look up the Bucks office. Now, this is so stupid because the Bucks office is going nuts. You know, I don't know this. I'm a stupid 15-year-old kid. And I dial their number, and this super nice lady, Jean Schuler, I still am in touch with her. I mean, think about this. I'm 71. I was 15. And she answers the phone politely. Hello, I'm Milwaukee Bucks. And I said, how do you get a job as a ball boy? And she said, well, we're interviewing tomorrow. I'll put your name on the list.
Wow.
And I took the bus downtown to Milwaukee in Quarter, and I interview with about 350 kids with the general manager. This would never happen today. Wayne Amber, the coach, the trainer, and the equipment manager.
Wow.
And I get the they really liked me, so they put me on the Bucks bench. So Kareem and I started at the same time.
That's a and we won
the championship.
You did.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we've covered the Bucks and the Brewers. Let's move on to the Packers.
Yeah. So the Packers played five games in Milwaukee then because Vince Lombardi was so afraid that the NFL would put a franchise in Milwaukee and really hurt Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So he put these games down there. So they played in County Stadium, which was crazy because they're playing on a baseball field, right? And the infield was as hard as this table, right?
Yeah.
So when I was working with the Brewers, I was so grateful for this job. It was such a terrific job. You know, you're meeting everybody. I met the coaches that were on these teams were Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Yogi Berra, Warren Spahn. I mean,
right.
Killer's Row. I mean, I met guys you wouldn't believe, you know. And I could go on. It was every famous baseball player you'd ever heard.
A golden era, really.
Oh, my God, it was. I mean, I worked for the Baltimore Orioles as a bat boy. I would work on the visiting side oftentimes. You know, that was the year they had 420 game winners and won the World Series and beat the Cincinnati Reds. I worked for the Oakland Athletics with Reggie Jackson. You know, can you imagine kneeling in a circle next to Reggie Jackson?
No.
Carl Yastrzemski, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, talking to these guys, I got to be a bat boy in Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, you know. It's every kid's dream come true. But anyway, so I'm like, what do I got to do to keep this job? So I hustled and hustled and hustled. So the guy working in the clubhouse says to me, hey, how would you like to work the Packer games? I'm a kid from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Why ask?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You know, so I ran, so what I did was I ran and ran and ran. I never took one walking step in any in the arena or the stadium. So I would run everywhere. And so he's still my friend. That guy is an unbelievable friend. So I worked the Packer games. So you work the sidelines and you carry out all the equipment through the tunnels and up the dugout steps. And we worked the Packer games. So that was Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, Willie Wood, Herb Adderley, Dave Robinson, you name it.
And that is an amazing story. Were there any run-ins with some of the players that you didn't get along with?
I have a chapter in the book. My book's called The Luckiest Boy in the World. And I have a chapter in the book about the Hall of Shame. I decided not to pull any punches in the book. You know, 99% of the people I work with, fabulous. Baseball players were terrific guys. But there were five people in there that I mentioned, Denny McClain, Lou Piniella, Willie Mays, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah, Willie Mays was not a good person. But Lou Piniella was the all-time worst. Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, a terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would come up, if he struck out.
He had quite a temper.
Yeah, he had a terrible temper. And he'd come up and he'd tear up the locker room. And then we'd have to clean the whole mess up.
Were there any Arnold Palmer moments that you can remember?
Actually, just kidding. We're not going.
Trump has a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the book is The Luckiest Boy in the World.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There is a Lou Palmer moment, I could tell you.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Sure.
Well,
got a minute left. Minute or two.
Sparky Lyle was a crazy character. And my boss would buy birthday cakes for a guy if he knew it was his birthday. So it was Boog Powell's birthday. So he buys him a big sheet cake, and Louis Tiant's walking to the shower and he's got a towel around his waist, and it was sitting on a picnic bench, and he walks up to the picnic bench, steps on the thing, opens his towel, boom, puts his butt right on the birthday cake, and Boog Powell's right there, and he goes, with all the frosting on his bum, he says to him, happy birthday, bugger. And then he walks to the shower, and you just see all this frosting.
All that frosting. Gosh.
And I saw Sparky Lyle on an airplane about 10 years ago, and I go, do you remember? And he goes, hey, you're a clubby.
The cake.
There you go. That's my
cake moment.
Well, Pat McBride, great to have you with
you
us.
Bet, man.
And
thanks for the book.
Yeah, the book is The Luckiest Boy in the World. Where can people find
this? They can find it at Mystery to Me and Leopold's and Amazon and lots of local bookstores around the state.
Do we have that song? No?
The Pee Wee Herman thing? Yeah. I pulled it up, but then I got rid of it.
Just a little bit outside.
Well, he has a song called The Luckiest Boy in the World.
Oh, wow.
It's cute.
Thank you, Pat.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Avoid
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I am the luckiest boy in the world.
Peewee.
My wish to fly has come true.
And you were flying, boy.
Absolutely.
All the teams, all the different teams.
We're with Pat McBride. We asked him to stay over here through the break because we started talking off air and found out you worked at Wrigley Field, one of your first games, right?
Yeah, 1969. No, and this is incredible.
Being a Cubs fan, I had to hear some stories here. So yeah. Tell us what that was like.
My very first game was the 1969 Cubs, the famous team that had the August swoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And every Cubs fan breaks your heart, right? So they show up, and the equipment manager pulls out a Bat Boy bag, and there's three different size uniforms in there. And I get a wool Cubs uniform with the C and the Cub in it.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not kidding you. Yeah. And they teach you how to put on the uniform. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he gives me a Cubs hat.
Can you get into that yet? Or
So
you don't get to keep it, though.
No.
Oh,
a lot of times the team gives you the hat to keep. So I got this collection of hats from visiting teams. So, and you're always hoping, is the guy going to give me the hat? So, but you can't ask. See, that's the, if you start saying, hey, can I have a hat? Can I have a sweatband? You're out. So they teach you how to go down to the dugout, set up the dugout. And when you see the field from the dugout, it is so stunning. You feel like you're in Field of Dreams. And I'm not kidding. When I saw Field of Dreams, I wept.
Yeah.
That's how important it was to me. I mean, it's hard to describe. So I get all the bats ready. You put the bats in the order of the starting lineup and the helmets on this thing. And I'm down there and I've got my mitt and I'm kind of waiting. And all of a sudden I hear click, 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 and it's spikes coming down the tunnel. It's the first player that I'm going to meet as a bat boy in the dugout.
Yeah.
And a guy sticks his head around the corner, like, you know, and he goes, hey, it's a great day, son. Let's play two. And I thought I was literally going to drop over because it's Ernie Banks. Mr. Cub.
Yeah.
And when I saw that statue of him at Wrigley Field, oh man, I got emotional. Yeah. I really did.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, my God, it's Ernie Banks. And he said, hey, son, you want to have a catch?
Oh, my God.
Well,
really?
Let's see. What's the answer to that question? Man, I jump out of there. I grab a ball, and we go out in the gravel, and I'm playing catch with Ernie Banks, and I'm so nervous I can barely get it there. And he goes, hey, relax, son. It's just catch. And pretty soon we're just whipping it back and forth. And I feel like, did I just die and go to heaven?
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then, you know, I go up, and there's the 69 Cubs, Fergie Jenkins, Ron Santos. Wow. I walk in the locker room, there's Ron Santo giving himself an insulin injection. This is 69. People just did not do that.
Right. Yeah.
And nobody knew about it.
Yeah. Nobody knew.
That, right.
Yeah.
What a baseball team.
Yeah.
You know, except for Leo the Lip.
You met DeRozier, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we met a lot. The managers were generally pretty tough guys.
Sure.
How many years did you spend with each and every one of these teams?
Seven. I was there 7 years, from 15 to 22. And I had an amazing experience, a mind-boggling experience. I decided when I was 15 that I'd hang around the trainer of the Bucks. He was my mentor, Arne Garber. Mm-hmm. He changed my life. And I was working with him rehabbing players. I would take the bus downtown to the Milwaukee Arena, and I'd help him rehab some players in the summer just for the experience. Yeah. I learned how to tape ankles, and he made me the assistant trainer.
Oh, wow.
I was just good at it. And I was really interested, so I took a summer course that summer at age 15 in athletic training, and I was the athletic trainer for our high school. And so I said to him, I'd like to be a trainer when I was 16, I think, 17. Hmm. And he said, no.
No?
No, you're not going to be a trainer. And I was crestfallen. I thought, God. So I'm a dumb twin. That's what the teachers called me at school.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm going to be a trainer. The moment was really hard. Mm-hmm. I got heaviness still in my chest right now. I'll never forget the moment. He said, you're too smart to be a trainer. And I don't want you hanging around locker rooms the rest of your life. You're going to medical school.
Wow. You did go.
Yeah. And I looked at him. He said, from now on, I want to see every report card, and it's going to be above 3.5 or you're not working here anymore. And I was, you know, kind of a goof off and all that stuff. And boom, you know, I applied myself and I went to medical school and became a professor and then eventually a dean.
And currently you're with UW?
Yeah, I'm an emeritus professor at the University of Wisconsin.
In cardiology?
Yes.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah.
Pat McBride, luckiest boy in the world. More story. Talk about Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose story?
This is a fantastic.
He's a jerk, right?
He was not a nice person.
Not a nice guy.
Well, you can tell. I mean, you know, it's like Pete Rose, Denny McClain. They made it public, you know.
Right.
So, well, they were picked on constantly, and I'd have a chip on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah, poor guys.
They were jerks. Yeah, they were jerks on the field and off the field.
I really feel sorry for these guys.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate to work two All-Star games. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked the 75 All-Star game for the, you know, American and National League at the Brewers, and I worked the 77 All-Star game in the NBA. That was quite an experience as well. Dr. J, Kareem came back from the Lakers, forgot his warm-up, and we went and got his Bucks warm-up, and he came out in his Bucks warm-up, and he was really worried about coming back, you know, because he'd been gone, right?
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to get booed, and he comes out in his Bucks warm-up, which I eventually owned.
Good for you.
Yeah, it said El Cinder on it.
The place
went crazy.
Yeah.
Place went nuts. Gave him a standing ovation. Anyway, back to Rose. So 75 was the All-Star game, and I was working in the visiting locker room. And we had Rose in the first locker, Bench in the second, Morgan, Perez. And then we had the Dodgers. We had the Mets and the whole thing. And Rose was – so we were there 3 days. You know, they have these batting contests and all this stuff. Rose was – you know, these guys, Rose was the kind of person you'd have the laundry basket there, and he'd walk next to it, and he'd drop his laundry on the floor.
Wow.
And you'd say, man, who raised you?
God.
Pat, we're out of time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again. Pat
You're
McBride,
welcome.
The book is The Luckiest Boy in the World. We really appreciate it.
You know, back
gotta
to politics.
Got
to
get you back sometime.
Yeah, you bet.
Politics is right.
Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us. We hope you have a great day. John?
Gordy.
John?
That's your name. Gordy.
Sam?
John?
Sam?
Gordy?
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 Pat?
Have a great day!
All right.
Have a great day, everybody. Stay warm.
Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News.